This is Crowder's Twitter bio. Wasn't me.
Bro, this song helped out a lot of men.
I bet.
Don't tell on yourself.
It wasn't me.
Keep riding out.
Deny, deny, deny.
Tell a lie enough times it becomes the truth. Isn't that a saying? No.
Worked for OJ. Right? Worked for OJ.
What's going on with OJ? You get married or something?
It's so funny that you asked that. I don't know if it's funny or not. And I know Solana probably wanted to play his game here, but hold on a second. 3 o'clock hour is brought to you by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. I bookmarked this story yesterday from the AP about OJ. And then I just said it worked for OJ. And then you just said, so what's OJ up to? It's the funniest damn thing. It says AP exclusive. OJ Simpson says life is fine after prison. And it's a little catching up on OJ. So now that you're curious, I will tell you via the AP yesterday, what is going on with OJ Simpson? 25 years after the grisly killings that transformed him from Hall of Fame football hero to murder suspect, 71-year-old OJ Simpson says he is happy and healthy, living in Las Vegas, plays golf nearly every day, stays in touch with his children. Life is fine, Simpson told the Associated Press in a telephone interview from his phone. He added that neither he nor his children want to talk about June 12, 1994, the night his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman, were stabbed to death. Simpson ultimately acquitted in the trial of the century. We don't need to go back and relive the worst day of our lives, he said, as Wednesday's tomorrow is the anniversary of the killings. I didn't realize that. The subject of the moment is the subject I will never revisit again. My family and I have moved on to what we call the no negative zone. We focus on the positives. Relatives of the two victims are disgusted. Simpson is able to live the way he does while their loved ones had their lives cut short so tragically. Down here, he has continued to declare his innocence. The murder case is officially listed as unsolved. Some of his property, you know, he had that civil judgment against them. They haven't received much of it. He later served 9 years in prison for robbery and kidnapping over an attempt to steal back some of his sports memorabilia from a Las Vegas hotel room. He insisted his conviction and sentence were unfair, but says, quote, I believe in the legal system and I honored it. I served my time. For a man who once lived in the spotlight, Simpson has generally kept a low profile since his release in October 2017. His parole officer has given him permission to take short trips, including to Florida, where he's got two younger children, Justin and Sydney. They've built careers in real estate. His older daughter, Arnell, lives with him most of the time. He's visited relatives in Nevada. After he got out of prison in Nevada, many expected him to return to Florida, where he had lived for several years, but friends in Las Vegas persuaded him to stay here. The town has been good to me. Everyone I meet seems to be apologizing for what happened to me here. The glamour of his early life is just a memory. After his football career, Simpson became a commercial pitchman, once a multimillionaire, blah, blah, blah. He declined to discuss his finances, other to say that he lives on his pensions. So he's living a golfer's life in Las Vegas. But it actually reminds me of a story that Crowder has once told us of running into O.J. Yeah. Simpson at an airport. Share that story quickly.
But first off, he's not living a good life. Like, he's saying he's living a good life. He has to ask parole officer to go places. Citroen, like, no, he didn't. He just got out of jail for 9 years. That's not a good life. He can paint it as that because he said he's in the positive zone.
I mean, he lives in a country club and plays golf every day. It's not a bad life.
Yeah, wasted up millions of dollars, and now everybody looks at him, and they get scared, like I was when I tell this story when I was sitting at a restaurant with him, and he grabbed a knife.
I don't think, like, I think people want to take their picture with him and stuff, which is the funny part of your story.
I have a picture with OJ.
Right, and what'd your mom tell you?
Put it in the drawer.
Right.
Don't put that crap on this wall. He's a killer.
But yeah, tell everybody what happened.
I said, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, mommy.
Yes, mommy.
You're at an airport. You're flying to some event.
It was rookie year, and me and Ronnie Brown were the rookie faces of the Dolphins. Matt Roth was the second-round pick. I was third, but Matt Roth is a different human. Nobody wants to talk to Matt Roth. So they put me ahead of Matt. Anyway, long story short, me and Ronnie Brown had to fly to New York to do an autograph signing, and those cards, all the big cards, you know, the Topps cards and all the rookie sign cards, They bring you one weekend up to New York, and you walk through these big-ass warehouses.
You just sign and sign and sign.
I think I told you the number back in the day. It was like 6,000 signatures or something crazy. You just sign, sign, sign. You take a 30-minute break, go sign for another hour and a half, take a 30-minute break. You're just signing and signing and signing. But everybody was there. First time I ever met Lawrence Taylor was there. He was my on-the-field childhood hero. Lawrence was crazy as hell off the field, too. But this is when I met Barry Sanders. Like, I was beating. That was the time I met most of, like, the Hall of Famers I met. So, like you said, O.J. lived in Fort Lauderdale. So, O.J. was there as well.
And this is after the murder trial. This is after.
It's 05.
Yeah.
It was my rookie year.
Right.
So, 2005. So, we fly up there. And then, as we're leaving on that Sunday morning, I believe, I think it was a Friday afternoon, all day Saturday, and we leave Sunday morning, the flight to Fort Lauderdale that me and Ronnie are on is delayed. So, then we're looking around, and whatever, there's a bunch of airports in New York, but we're in the little one. There's a big-ass airport. There's a smaller one, I found out. We were in the little one, and in our little terminal, there was only one sit-down restaurant. So when we found out the flight was delayed, we were like, damn, we need to go run and get a table real fast. So me and Ronnie ran and got a table, and then OJ and about two or three of his homeboys walk in. So we have the only table, but it's me and Ronnie, like a table for eight, and just me and Ronnie sitting there. That's all they had left. So then they saw us. They, you know, a bunch of big black dudes at the airport. We know we're all there for the same reason. So they asked us, like, hey, you mind if we sit down? And me and Ronnie, we're kind of looking at each other like,
that's OJ.
We can't say no. So we're like, yeah, sure, no problem. So he sits down, they all sit down, lady comes, asks for our drinks, and then she brings the place settings. So when she comes around, she lays the napkin down, the fork and the knife, napkin down, fork and the knife, napkin down, fork and the knife in front of OJ. Like, Ronnie kind of kicks me under the table, and we're thinking the same thing. You know, that his friends were thinking.
Like, you're laying a knife in front of OJ.
And this was the funny part. One of his buddies just real discreetly reached over and grabbed his knife and fork and slid it away from him. And they kind of chuckled.
It was like an inside joke for them.
Between them, but me and Ronnie were like, do we laugh?
Right. That's
like,
gallows humor.
Yeah, I was saying, we're uncomfortable sitting with this dude. So now you want us to laugh at a joke on the reason why we're scared of you? And it was so uncomfortable. Sit there. He's goofy as hell. The thing about his head is freaking gigantic. His head is way bigger than it should be for his body. But he's a big old goofy. Just a regular old dude. But
gallows humor, man.
But I'll tell you, I overly laughed at everything he said.
Didn't want to set him off.
I'm telling you, man, I'm not, you know, I haven't bought no gold, you know, golden spoon in my mouth, whatever it is. But just sitting that close to him and knowing the stories you heard leading up to now you're sitting with him just drinking a beer, I was a little scared. Like, are you a murderer?
Right.
Like, it went through my head 150 times. Like, I'm just staring at him. He's telling some old lame-ass joke, lame-ass story about golfing. And I'm like,
this dude's a murderer.
Did you kill two people? It was one of the most uncomfortable lunches I've ever sat at in my life.
Well, there is your O.J. Simpson update. In case you had tuned in today to get an O.J. Simpson update, you just got it.
And then at that airport, I took a picture with him, me and Ronnie. I got it framed. I got it blown up to 8x10 and framed. I had it on my wall with all my LT and Curtis Martin. I had LaDainian Tomlinson, all the pictures I had. And my mom came to my house. She said, take it down. Put it somewhere. You shouldn't put that on your wall. He should not be glorified. He should not be put on the wall like he's something special. So that's my mother. I put it in the drawer. It's still in the drawer to this day. My mom doesn't live with me. It's still in the drawer to this day.